Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with reporter Aaron Rial. And order, Aaron, this is really interesting. These protests continue, and they're calling for divesting in stocks related to Israel. If that happened, what would that actually mean to the stock market?
Very little to nothing, in fact. So we know that one of the big things that we've been heard chanted at universities from New Jersey to Southern California, the disclose, divest, we will not stop, we will not rest. What they're asking for is to withdraw investment funds from these university endowments from what they describe as companies that are profiting from Israel's military action in Gaza. Specifically, they want drawdowns from weapons manufacturers and tech companies that do business with Israel's government. Now, this is not a hollow request in the sense that in the past, schools have done this. Columbia, other universities, they've divested from fossil fuels, they've divested from private prisons. And we know from the 1980s, when there was widespread divestment movements from South Africa because of the apartheid there, it happened. However, because of all of these previous instances, we have found that there is almost no effect on share price. Economists have studied this, and the research finds that there's little correlation between divestment campaigns and actual stock value or company behavior. It's largely symbolic.
And that symbolism is fraught because this is clearly an issue, a topic on which it seems there's no consensus. And so one side calling for divestment obviously enrages the other side.
Indeed. And listen, proponents for divestment, they counter that the value does lie in very simply raising awareness and stigmatizing these partnerships with targeted regimes and industries that they do not agree with. Will it stigmatize? Sure. Will it raise awareness? Absolutely. We saw the private prison divestment. We saw fossil fuels. That doesn't mean that private prisons are struggling or fossil fuels. It just means that it does create a stigmatization. And it, again, is some symbolic, but I guess to a lot of these protesters, that's better than nothing.
You know, we've been watching these protests, and it seems like it's just gaining more and more. I mean, more college campuses are actually seeing these protests happen.
Indeed. And I'm, you know, holding tight for this week. We had a lot of action last week. It's not slowing up anytime soon, and they're becoming more contentious. There's a lot of outside non-student activists that are fomenting more discontent along these campuses. And listen, all universities and campuses should be given a wide breadth when it comes to protesting. It's a part of the process of higher education. You know, protesting, it's what they do. And there's nothing wrong with that, particularly because it's our First Amendment right. However, when it is anti-Semitic and when children feel in danger and can't go to class and can't study and they have to call off classes for the rest of the semester, it's gone too far and absolutely needs to be stopped.
Yeah, no question about it. It's something we'll continue to watch very closely. Always a pleasure, Aaron. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.